Today we're discussing a very interesting shaila, very important shaila. That is, what happens if someone wants to move to Eretz Yisrael? He wants to fulfill the mitzvah of making aliyah. He wants to move to Israel, but his parents are not in favor of that decision. This is very common amongst Balei Tshuva, where the family, they go to Israel, they become more religious, they want to stay there, and the parents aren't in favor. It's not only Balei Tshuva. I know a lot of cases where guys go to Israel for a couple of years, they learn, they excel, and then they want to move to Israel, and their parents are not in favor. So the question is, from a halachic perspective, are you obligated to listen to your parents of Kivud Aviim, or perhaps the mitzvah of moving to Israel overrides the mitzvah of Kivud Aviim? And that's what we'll be discussing today. Before we begin, first of all, the learning that we do today, the schus of all the people that are listening to this, and the schus of the learning that we should do today, should be a schus for the three boys who are taken captive. They should be brought back very, very bekar of mamish and healthy and happy. Also, I have a bit of a cold. I've been in bed for the last couple of days, so I'll try to be as clear as I can. Okay. And also, this should not be relied upon for halachic psak, and a rav should be consulted. So, to start off is like this. We all know there's a mitzvah of Kivud Aviim, which is obviously a very important mitzvah in honoring your parents. It's an extremely important mitzvah. However, the more you learn, the more you realize that there are certain exceptions to that mitzvah. Not everything that your parent tells you do you have to listen to. This is not for now, but there's a sheet of the Ma'arik. It's brought down by the Ramah, it's brought down by Ben Rishonim. It's possible that if your parent tells you to do something that doesn't affect them, you don't have to listen to them. Meaning, you know, you're walking outside and your mother says to you, I don't like that shirt, put on a different shirt. It makes you look better. It could be you don't have to listen to them. It could be that's not called Kivud Aviim. It could be Kivud Aviim only applies to commands that affect your parents. Your parents ask you for a cup of water, you have to give it to them. But if your parent says, you know, I don't like this car, I think you should get a different car. Yeah, what car I drive doesn't affect them. It could be there's no obligation to listen to them. It could be there is. It's a big tumult in the poskim. There's a big shaila in the Rishonim about it. The other exception to the rule is what we're going to see right now. The Gemara B'Mitzia, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, says the following: Tana Rabbanon, the Rabbanon teach us, Menayin Shem Amar Le Aviv Hitabe, Ayshav Le Al Tachzer Aveda Shlo Yisham Alay. How do I know that if a Kohen, his father tells him to go into a cemetery, a Kohen is not allowed to enter a cemetery? It's a biblical prohibition. The Gemara says, how do I know that? What if the father tells you, the father's not observant, and the father says, go to the cemetery? So your father is telling you to do something that is not allowed according to halacha. So who do you listen to? Do you listen to halacha? Do you listen to your father? The pasuk tells us, ish imay va'aviv tiro. The pasuk tells us we have a commandment to fear our fathers. Veshabsoisei tishmayru. And you have to guard our Shabbos, you have to keep Shabbos. So the Gemara darshins that from the fact that these two psukim are the juxtaposition of these two psukim, it tells us that you have to fear your father, but more important, you have to keep Shabbos, meaning, kulchem chayom b'chvaydi. If your father tells you to do something that is against halacha on a biblical level, you don't have to listen to your father, because your father has to keep halacha. If a father tells a child not to wear tefillin, you don't listen to your father, because your father is telling you to do something that Hashem is not in favor of. And because your father also is obligated to wear tefillin, your father also has to worry about halacha, he's not able to override halacha. That's what the Gemara tells us. And the Rambam in Perek Vav, Mehilchos Mamrim, Halacha Yud Beis adds, he says the following, Mishabalei Aviv La'avar Al Divrei Torah, if your father or mother tell you to go against the Torah, whether they told you to do a negative commandment, to eat pig, let's say, or they told you not to do a mitzvah, they tell you not to make kiddush, even if it's only rabbinic, meaning even if your father is telling you just to do a rabbinic prohibition, or, you know, or drink wine that was touched by a non-Jew, or which is only rabbinic, or he tells you that to not do a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is only rabbinic, meaning the father tells you, I don't like the look of Chanukah candles, you're not lighting Chanukah candles this year. So says the Rambam, lo yishav aloi, you're not supposed to listen to your father, shenemar ish ima v'aviv tiro, v'shem soyseh tishmaru, kulchem chayav v'mechvoidim. This is a very important halacha. that not everything you have to, not everything that your parent tells you, do you have to listen to your parent? No, not true. Many things, if your father tells you or your mother tells you to go against the Torah, you don't have to listen to them, and you're not allowed to listen to them. This is obviously very, very important for Bali Tshuva, where your father, the parents aren't observant, and the parents don't like certain things that they're doing. So you have to know when to listen to them, what not to listen to them. Obviously, a Rav should be consulted. Why? How does this affect us? So let's analyze what the question that we're dealing with today. And that is, your father, you want to move to Israel. Your father says, no, I don't allow it. I don't want you to go. So who should you listen to? So on the one hand, you have a mitzvah of moving to Israel, as we'll discuss today. It's okay. On the other hand, your father's telling you not to. You have Kibbutz of Abe. So what did the Rambam tell us? The Rambam just told us that if your father is telling you to do something that's against the Torah, the father is telling you not to fulfill a mitzvah, you don't listen to the father. So therefore, it seems to be simple that you shouldn't listen to your father. You should make aliyah. So to fully comprehend this Shiloh, we have to analyze, what is the mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah of moving to Israel today? Is there a mitzvah of making aliyah? Because if there is, then it would seem that you should make aliyah and not listen to your father. But what we have to do is really analyze, if I move to Israel today, what mitzvah am I fulfilling? Is it biblical? Is it rabbinic? Is it a mitzvah at all? Okay, so let's begin. The Rambam wrote a sefer called Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam listed all 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. And the Ramban wrote he wrote a pirush on it. And in that sefer, the Ramban lists mitzvahs that the Rambam omitted. Not every mitzvah in the Torah did the Rambam write. And the Ramban sort of added his own list. And in that list, number Dalid, he says, I want to add a mitzvah that the Rambam did not write, and that is the mitzvah of moving to Israel today. These are the words of the Ramban. Shenitztavanu l'reshes ha'aretz, we are commanded to move to Eretz Yisrael, to inhabit the land of Israel. Asher nosan hakel yisal avuseinu l'avram l'yitzchok l'yakov, the land that was given to our forefathers. And we are not allowed to let Israel be populated by non-Jews. Meaning, the Ramban is telling us that we have a mitzvah today to pack our bags and move to Israel, because we're obligated to ensure that the land of Israel is completely inhabited by Jews and not by non-Jews. And he says the source for this biblical obligation is the pasuk in Bamidbar, "Vayirashtem es haaretz," you shall take over the land, v'yashavtma, and you live there. "Ki lachem nesati es haaretz l'resh es osa," because I gave the land to you to live. The Ramban says that's the mitzvah, and he says the mitzvah applies even today. And he brings a story from the Sifri. The story says, Maisa Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, Rav Masya ben Cheresh, Rav Chanani ben Achi, Rav Yeshua ben Nosan, all these Tanayim, Shayu Yaitzin Chutz La'aretz, they were leaving Israel to do some sort of business, whatever it was. The Agil LaPlatia, so as they were leaving Israel, Zachur es Eretz Yisrael, they remembered the land of Israel. V'zakvu es Einehem, Zogu de Beseira, they started to cry, because they missed Israel. V'karu b'gdeim, and they ripped their clothing. V'karu ha'mikra hazeh, and they cited this pasuk. V'yirashtem v'yashavtem oisah, v'shamarat la'asais. V'amru, and they said, Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, shekula kenegad kol mitzvahs. They said living in Israel is as important as any other mitzvah in the Torah, all the mitzvahs combined. And he doesn't quote, but the end of the Medrash, the Our Sifri says, they turned back. They headed back to Israel. They said, how can we leave Israel? We're not leaving Israel. And they went back. So the Ramban says, we see from this Sifri that these Tanayim would not leave Israel. And therefore, there's a mitzvah to live in Israel today, and it is a biblical mitzvah. The Rashbash in Tshuvas, Simon Aleph and Beis, also writes that this is a biblical mitzvah. And he says that that was his father's opinion. The Tashbetz, his father, the Tashbetz, wrote also a sefer listing all the mitzvahs called Zayirakiyah. And in Zayirakiyah, he also writes that it's a mitzvah today to move to Israel. The Charedim, the Sefer Charedim, one of the Rishayim, he writes in his section of his Sefer called Mitzvah Sasei HaTluyos Be'eretz Yisrael, Perek Nodzayin Ois Tesvav. He writes, Mitzvah Asei Medatayra, it is a biblical commandment, Lodur Be'eretz Yisrael, to live in Israel. Shenemar, V'yirashtam V'yishavtam Ba, V'amru Chazal B'sifri, Shemitzvah Shekula Kenegin Kol Mitzvah Torah. So the Ramban tells us that is a biblical mitzvah today. So if we were to stop right here, according to the Ramban, one is obligated to move to Israel, and we'll have to discuss exactly what the heter is. I'm recording this here in Queens, New York, so we have to understand exactly what the heter is, that we don't live in Israel today. But the Ramban says it's a biblical mitzvah. So according to the Ramban, if your father tells you not to move to Israel and you want to move, seemingly you should move to Israel. And who cares what your father says, because you want to fulfill a biblical mitzvah, your father's telling you not to, the halacha is that you don't listen to your father. Your father doesn't matter when it comes to fulfilling mitzvahs, you have to do what you need to do. And therefore, it would seem that according to the Ramban, you have to move to Israel. The Rambam, however, doesn't write it. In all of his Sefer HaMitzvahs, he omits the obligation to live in Israel. So why does he do that? So the Pirush Megillas Esther writes that the reason why the Rambam doesn't list it in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says because the Rambam feels that there is no mitzvah to live in Israel today. The obligation to move to Eretz Yisrael and inhabit the land that the Ramban quoted, the Rambam felt that obligation only applied when Klal Yisrael was in charge with the Beis HaMikdash, in the times of David, in the times of Shlomo. Nowadays, after the Churban during Galus, there is no mitzvah in the Torah to move to Israel. And according to the Megillas Esther, it seems that there is no mitzvah at all, neither biblical nor rabbinic. And Rav Moshe Feinstein explains in Yerodei Chel Gimel Simin Kuf Chav Beis, Lo Yishayish Yem Mitzvah Mitakanta Derabbanon, meaning according to the Megillas Esther, in the opinion of the Rambam, there was a biblical obligation to live in Israel during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. But once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we were sent into Galus, there's no more biblical mitzvah. And Rav Moshe explains they didn't enact a rabbinic mitzvah during Galus, Lodur Be'eretz Yisrael, in Meimah Shalakah Mitzvah Torah. Why? Deleka Shem Tam Sheyitaknu Kim Shavin Hasein Aram Anubu Vizarim Begalus. They would never, you know, after the Galus, when the biblical mitzvah stops, they wouldn't then create a rabbinic mitzvah because it would be too difficult. The whole point was, when we were sent into Galus, it was very, very difficult to get to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, according to the Rambam, in the opinion of the Megillas Esther, there is no mitzvah, neither rabbinic nor biblical, to live in Israel today. So if we were to stop right there, we would say, according to the Rambam, in the opinion of the Megillas Esther, if your father tells you not to move to Israel, you should listen to your father. Because even if you move to Israel, you're not fulfilling any mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, neither rabbinic nor biblical. So therefore, if your father tells you not to move to Israel, you have to listen to your father, Kivud Aveim. The only time we don't have Kivud Aveim is if the father's trying to tell you to do something that's against halacha. Nowadays, there's no mitzvah to live in Israel, according to the Rambam. And therefore, if your father is telling you not to move to Israel, you should listen to your father. Again, this is what it seems. We'll break it down as we go along, and then we'll come back to the actual halacha. To be fair, there were other achronim who understood the Rambam in different ways. The Rambam, now, what happened again? The Rambam wrote a sefer called Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is where he lists all the 613 commandments. The Rambam has rules as to what makes it in his sefer or not. There are things that are mitzvahs, that are biblical, that for technical reasons are not in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Not everything that's omitted from the Sefer HaMitzvahs doesn't mean that if it's omitted, there is no mitzvah. There are technical rules for it. So therefore, there were achronim, including the Avnei Nezer and Rav Kook. The Avnei Nezer is in Yerodeis, and Betofno Dalet Oizvav. And Rav Kook is quoted in the Tzitzliezer, Chilik Zayin, Simen Memches, Perik Yud Beis, that want to explain that even according to the Rambam, there is a mitzvah to live in Israel today. And the fact that it's omitted from his Sefer HaMitzvahs, that's a technicality. Rav Kook says that the reason why it's omitted from his Sefer HaMitzvahs to live in Israel today is not because there's no mitzvah. It's because the Rambam technically counted many mitzvahs that apply in Israel, and therefore he felt that it was unnecessary to list living in Israel. You know, because he lists the mitzvah of Trumas and Maisris and those type of mitzvahs that apply in Israel. Therefore, he felt that it was unnecessary to cite the larger mitzvah of living in Israel. Davni Nezer has his approach. Again, you could each one of these arguments you could question and you could go back and forth on, but it is possible that according to the Rambam, and there were Achronim that felt that way, that according to the Rambam, there is a biblical obligation, and the reason why it's not in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is because of technicalities. It is possible, but again, so even in the Rambam, it's unclear. The first understanding of the Rambam is that the Rambam feels there's no mitzvah, neither rabbinic nor biblical. The second opinion of the Rambam is the Avnei Nezer and Rav Kook, and that is that there is a biblical mitzvah even today, and the fact that it's not in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, technicalities. There's a third opinion, and that's the Rashbash. In the Rambam's opinion, the Rashbash continues that according to the Rambam, although it's not biblical, there is a rabbinic mitzvah to live in Israel. And that's what Rav Chaim Palagi, in his Sefer Nishmas Kol Chai, Yeridei Simim Mem Ches, he writes the following. Ulam das HaRambam, the opinion of the Rambam is Shehishmet Mitzvah Zu B'Sefer HaMitzvah Shalai. The Rambam omitted, he left out the mitzvah of living in Israel in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. Nira, it appears to me, says Rav Chaim, the sphere lay de'ena mitzvah same in Divrei Torah. The Rambam feels there's no biblical mitzvah of living in Israel, ela mitzvah same in Divrei Seifrim. But there's a rabbinic obligation. So what we have to summarize is the Ramban, Nachmanides, feels that there is a biblical mitzvah to live in Israel today. That's also the opinion of the Tashbates. And then the Rambam, it's unclear. The Rambam omitted. The Rambam did not write anything about living in Israel in a sefer. So there was much room for discussion as to his opinion. The Megillas Esther feels that the Rambam would tell you there's no mitzvah to live in Israel today, neither biblical nor rabbinic. The Avnei Nezer and Rav Kook understand the Rambam as feeling that there is a mitzvah today and it is biblical, and the reason why it's not in his sefer is for technical reasons that I can't get into right now. And then you have the Rashbash. The Rashbash feels that according to the Rambam, it's only rabbinic, and therefore it's not counted in his sefer HaMitzvahs because he only counted biblical mitzvahs, but it is rabbinic. Okay, so if we were to stop right here and like analyze like any Rav should, someone comes over to you and asks you a shayla. He says he wants to move to Israel to fulfill the mitzvah, and his father says not to. So according to the Ramban, Nachmanides, you should move to Israel, it seems, and not listen to your father, because you want to fulfill a biblical obligation, and your father is trying to stop you. Okay. According to the Rambam, it depends. If you understand, like the Megillas Esther, a third of the understanding of the Mefarshim, then the Rambam feels there's no mitzvah of living in Israel today, in which case you should listen to your father because your father's not trying to tell you to break halacha. However, the other Mefarshim, the two-thirds of the Mefarshim, feel that there is a mitzvah today. It might be rabbinic, it might be biblical, but in either case, there's a mitzvah. And if your father tells you not to do a mitzvah, even if it's rabbinic, you have to listen to your father. I'm sorry, you have to move to Israel and you can't listen to your father. So it would depend, based on what we've seen so far, if your father tells you move to Israel, it would depend seemingly on the opinion of the Rambam and the opinion of the Ramban. Now there's a third opinion, and that is the opinion of Rav Chaim Kohen. The Gemara in the end of Ksubas has about two or three blot where it talks about the importance of living in Israel. So, it says in Tosfos the following. The Gemara talks about the following scenario. It's really a Mishnah. And that is, what happens if a husband and wife are living in America, and the husband wants to move to Israel, and the wife does not want to move to Israel? Who's right? Who do we force? It's relevant for the halachas in case they get divorced, but who's right? So the Mishnah says the one who wants to move to Israel is correct, because he wants to make the, you know, fulfill the mitzvah of moving to Israel, and we force the wife to move to Israel with the husband. Says Taisvis, Eina Nayheg Bizman Hazeh, this halacha does not apply today, De'ika Sakaras Drachim. This halacha does not apply today. We do not force spouses to move to Israel to be with their husbands, or vice versa. Why? Because it's dangerous. Living in Israel at that time was very dangerous, and therefore we can't force someone to put themselves in a dangerous situation. Israel was not very safe, and therefore it didn't apply. Then this unbelievable teaching of Rav Chaim Kain. Vayayimah Rabbeinu Chaim. Rav Chaim Kain, one of the Bali Taisusim, would say, Da'achshav einoi mitzvah lador be'eretz Yisrael. Today there is no longer a mitzvah to live in Israel. Why? Ki yesh kama mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz. Because there are many mitzvahs that are only applicable in Eretz Yisrael. V'kama einshin de'ein on yuchayl mul hizahar b'hem. And these mitzvahs are very, very difficult to keep. V'lamin aleihem. And because they're difficult to keep, one is not obligated to move to Israel. This is a very big chiddush. We have to analyze and understand this opinion. Rav Chaim Kain is telling us that because there are many mitzvahs that are very difficult to fulfill, like Trumas and Maisers and Shemitah, and all these halachas that only apply in Israel, and they're very complicated, therefore there is no longer a mitzvah to live in Israel. And before I get to understanding this opinion, let me just quote a couple more in Mefarshim. The Sefer Nishmas Kol Chai writes that the Bahag also felt this way. And if you look at the Piskei HaTosfos in the back of the Masechta, where he just writes the one-line halachas, the Piskei HaTosfos writes the following: Rabbeinu Chaim Kayin, Haya Aimer, Rabbeinu Chaim Kayin used to say, "Dein mitzvah ashav lader be'eretz Yisrael." There is no longer a mitzvah to live in Israel. The Nayin de Yehuda in Madura Tinyani Yerdei Simin Reishavav, he writes in the name of his son Rav Shmuel that the reason why all the Bali HaTosfos, all the authors of Tosfos, the whole yeshiva, lived in Europe, and they didn't live in Israel, is because they were all relying on the opinion of Rav Chaim Kain. So, like this. The basic understanding of Rav Chaim Kain is that one could understand Rav Chaim Kain. I think this would be a mistake. I don't think that's the simple explanation. The understanding of Rav Chaim Kain is that because it's difficult to fulfill the mitzvahs that are applied to Israel, the mitzvah of living in Israel does not apply anymore. There is no longer a mitzvah to live in Israel. And that's the way Rav Moshe Feinstein understands it. Not that there is a mitzvah to live in Israel, but it's too difficult. So what are you going to do? It's like an ones. No. There is no longer a mitzvah to live in Israel because all the mitzvahs that are applied in Israel are too difficult to keep. You know, Shlomo Zalman, in Shuvah Mincha Shlomo Chel Gimel Semi Kuf Nun Ches Ois Chav Beis, he writes that today it's not so difficult. So even Rav Chaim Kain would agree that it's a mitzvah. Meaning he understood that Rav Chaim Kain is saying that really it is a mitzvah, it's just too difficult to keep, but if it becomes easy, then you can do it. But the understanding of the poskim is, many poskim, is that there is no longer a mitzvah to live in Israel, according to Rav Chaim Kain, because the mitzvahs are too difficult to keep. Now what does this mean? So I think the explanation, it's very odd, because I once gave a shiur on this, and a lot of people had a difficult time understanding this, that because it's difficult to keep mitzvahs in Israel, therefore we're going to exempt you from moving to Israel? It doesn't make any sense. Like, what's the connection? And if it's difficult, it's difficult. So you do it, or you know, you try your best. But since when do you know? It's very odd. Since when does a mitzvah just stop? Like, there was a mitzvah, but because it's too difficult to keep, the mitzvah just stops. And I'm not really sure. It's a very odd, it's a very funny concept. I'll say this: according to Rav Chaim Kain, the reason why there's a mitzvah to live in Israel is not because Israel's a holy place. And it's not because the land of Israel, the holiness of Israel, requires that Jews live there. The whole reason, the whole sibah, the whole purpose
The whole reason behind the mitzvah of living in Israel is in order to fulfill the mitzvahs. Meaning, when Hashem said, move to Israel, that pasuk, v'arashtem v'yashavtem ba, that Hashem said, I want people to inhabit the land. What Hashem meant, I want people to fulfill the mitzvah of Truma, Meiser, and Shemitah. And you can only fulfill the mitzvah if you're there. But not because the land of Israel is holy, necessarily. It is, but that's not the reason behind it. You have to move to Israel in order to fulfill the mitzvahs. So therefore, Chaim Kain said, if today we can't fulfill the mitzvahs, then the mitzvah no longer applies. The whole reason moving to Israel is in order to fulfill the mitzvahs. If the mitzvahs are unable to be fulfilled, then the mitzvah goes away. Again, it's hard to understand exactly where this is coming from. It's a funny concept that the mitzvah just goes away. But I'll say this, that the Marit in Chelek Beis Yerodei Simin Chav Ches writes that he doesn't believe that these words were actually authored by Tosfos. Even the other Rishonim also say it, but he says that I think it was added in later. I think it's a forgery. Why? He says, the ain tam yeshivas eretz yisrael mishum kiyam ha-mitzvus el mishum kedushas ha-aretz. Because he says, I fundamentally disagree with what Rav Chaim Kain seems to feel. Rav Chaim Kain is saying that the reason to live in Israel, the mitzvah, the reason why someone is obligated to move to Israel, is not because the land is holy. It's in order to fulfill the positive commandments that only apply to Israel, like Shemitah, Truma, Meiser. Meaning, the whole reason to live in Israel is in order to have Trumas and Meiseres, and all that. Therefore, Chaim Kain said, if you can't fulfill it, then there's no longer a mitzvah. Says the Marit, that's not the reason to move to Israel. The reason why we move to Israel is because of the Kedushas HaAretz. It's because of the holiness of the land. And therefore, what is the fact that you could do Trumas and Meiseres have anything to do with this? You have to move to Israel in order because the land of Israel is so holy it deserves to be inhabited by Jews. Therefore, what's the difference of whether there are, what's the difference of whether you're able to do Trumas and Meiseres? Who cares? You have to go to Israel because the land of Israel requires us to be there. Therefore, there were people that questioned of Chaim Kain. You know, the Yosef Eimetz, the Chida, writes in Seif Semen Nun Beis that Shomecha Me'er Rishon Lohevi Dibur Chaim Kohn, that no one agrees with Chaim Kohn. And there were Achronim that questioned Chaim Kohn's opinion or not. But let's summarize what we have so far. Is there a mitzvah to live in Israel today? The Ramban and the Tashbeit say yes, there's a biblical obligation. Rav Chaim Kohn says no. The opinion of the Rambam is unclear. It depends who you ask. According to the Megillah Esther, the Rambam feels there's no mitzvah. According to the Rashbash, the Rambam feels that there's a rabbinic mitzvah. And according to Rav Kook and according to the Avni Nezer, the Rambam feels that there's a biblical mitzvah. So out of the three authorities and three opinions of the Rambam, so basically there's five potential opinions. I don't know, three out of five say that there's a mitzvah. And Rav Chaim Kain and the Rambam, according to the Megillas Esther, feels that there's no mitzvah. So now let's go to our Shaila. Our Shaila is, the father tells the son, I don't want you to move to Israel. The son says, I want to move. Who's right? What should the son do? Should he move to Israel or should he listen to his father? So seemingly at this point, it will depend. According to the Ramban, and according to the Rambam, as understood by the Rashbash and Rav Kook and the Avni Nezer, that there's a mitzvah of living in Israel today. Therefore, if the father says not to move to Israel, he's effectively trying to stop you from fulfilling the Torah. In which case, you don't listen to the father, and you have to move to Israel. And who cares what the father says? That's his problem. However, according to Rav Chaim Kohen, and according to the Rambam, as understood by the Megillas Esther, you'd be allowed to listen to your father. Okay. How do the poskim say? What do the poskim say practically about this shaila? Has anyone addressed this shaila directly? What happens when a father tells the son not to move to Israel? So I found that really the Rishonim discussed this. The Maram Rutenberg in Tfus Berlin, Shar Bei Simil Chaches, Maram Rutenberg was one of the great Rishonim, and he says the following. It's a very short tshuva, I'll read it to you. Ushashalta, you asked the question, Im ha'av yochel la'akev al yidei b'noi la'alis la'aretz Yisrael. Is a father able to stop a son from moving to Israel? Meaning a father says to the son, don't move to Eretz Yisrael, I don't want you to move to Eretz Yisrael. Who do you listen to? Tshuva, the answer is, Kivan dekaimalon mitzvah la'alos. We rule that there is a mitzvah to live in Israel today. Haksiv ani Hashem, du'ldavar mitzvah la'yisham alay. And you're not supposed to listen to your father if he's trying to get you to stop fulfilling mitzvahs. The kavod ha'makom kaidem. Because mitzvahs supersede what the father wants. And therefore, says the Maram of Rutenberg, because there's the opinion of the Ramban and the Tashbates and the Rambam, according to all these authorities, that there's a mitzvah to live in Israel today. Therefore, if the father says not to go to Israel, we don't listen to the father. And the Mabit, in a very lengthy tshuva, Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Lamites, also said that we don't listen to the father because there's a mitzvah to live in Israel today. And the Debet Sina Rav in Shuvas Ber Moshe Chilig Zayin Daf Reish Sadi Gimel Dibre Maschav Adayin, he also rules this way, and he says we paskin like the Meram in Rutenberg and the Mabit that there's a mitzvah to live in Israel today, and therefore if the father tells you to stop, you don't listen to the father. That's what they all say. Many other paskim also feel this way. Many paskim. I think this is also the opinion of Rav Avad Yosef Zatzal in Yichavadas, Chilik Gimel, Simen Samach Tes, and Chilik Dalet, Simen Mem Tes. That makes sense. I think that would be the basic assumption because, you know, at the end of the day, is there a mitzvah to live in Israel today? So you have Rav Chaim Kohen, but Rav Chaim Kohen is not really cited by many Mefarshim. The Ramban says yes. What does the Rambam feel? I don't know what the Rambam feels. But it's unclear. Most authorities would tell you there's a mitzvah to live in Israel today. So because most authorities tell you there's a mitzvah to live in Israel today, there's no reason to listen to the father. That would all be nice. But as halacha works, sometimes it gets a little more complicated. There's the writing of the Hafla. The Hafla writes the following. It's in a Sefer Panim Yafis ala Torah, in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. There's a very, very interesting medrash. And I think the Medrash throws a wrench into what we've been saying till now. The Medrash says the following. It says in the Pasuk Lech Lecha, right? What happened? Hashem told Avraham, Lech Lecha, you should go from your father's home. I want you to leave. Go to Israel. You know, it's funny, we've been dealing till now with, should you go to Israel, should you not go to Israel? Your father tells you not to. Think about it. This was really Avraham Avinu's dilemma. Hashem tells him to go to Israel. His father probably didn't want him to see him go because his father was living with him, living in the same town. So what did he do? Avraham left, and Avraham went to Israel. But what does the Medrash say? The Medrash says, Lech lecha, lecha ani poter mekivra ve'em. Only you are exempt from kivra ve'em. What does that mean? So listen to the words of the Hafla. Nir Pirusha says the Hafla, this is what the Medrash means. Dim Aviv b'chutz la'aretz, ein mitzvah aliyas haben b'eretz Yisrael docha mitzvah kivra ve'em. Normally, says the Hafla, if your father says that you should move to Israel, I'm sorry, if you want to move to Israel and your father says no, normally you listen to your father because kivra ve'em supersedes the mitzvah of living in Israel. And therefore, Avraham was stuck. Avraham knew this, and Avraham didn't want to move to Israel. Hashem says go to Israel. His father says stay here. Avraham knows that normally you listen to the father. So therefore he was stuck. So therefore the Medrash says, Tav l'chani paiter. Hashem says to Avraham, you're exempt from kibur ve'im. Why? Mishum de terach eina oisa maisa amcha. Because Terach, his father, was a Rasha. He served idolatry. And the halacha is that if your father's a Rasha, you don't have to fulfill the mitzvah of kibur ve'im. So therefore Avraham turned to Hashem and said, you want me to go to Israel, but my father wants me to stay here. And normally I should listen to my father, even if it means not going to Israel. So Hashem said, you're right, but you're exempt because your father's a Rasha. However, says the Hafla, Avul La'acher, but other people whose fathers are not Rasha'im, Ein mitzvah aliyas la'eretz Yisrael docha mitzvah kivra ve'em. You're right. You would not be allowed to move to Israel if your father doesn't want you to. The mitzvah of kivra ve'em overrides the mitzvah of living in Israel. Unbelievable Hafla. According to the Hafla, The Medrash is telling us, you listen to your father. And the only reason why Avraham didn't listen to Terach and Avraham went to Israel was because Terach was a Rasha. And there's no mitzvah of Kivud Avim when your father's a bad person. I'm not going to get involved right now. But if your father's not a Rasha, your father's a regular good person and he says not to move to Israel, the Medrash says, don't move to Israel, listen to your father. You know, the Tzitzliezer in Chelik Yud Dalit Simen Ayin Beis, he writes that although this hafla is a pirush on Chumash, but from the lengthy discussion of the hafla, the Tzitzliezer says, it seems like the hafla is telling us this is how we paskin. And even the Chachmas Adam, the great Chachmas Adam, the big posuk of Avram Danzig, the author of the Chaya Adam, he writes in his Shar Mishpatei Haaretz, Binas Adam Eis Gimel, that he quotes this Medrash and he says, we see from this Medrash that Kivud Avim overrides the mitzvah of living in Israel. It does. And if your father says to move to Israel, not like the Maram in Rotenberg, and not like the Mabit, and not like Rav Avadia Yosef, all these Paiskim, no. You don't move to Israel. If your father says stay here, you stay here. You know, it's even more than this. The Tashbetz himself, who says that there's a mitzvah Doraisa, a biblical mitzvah of living in Israel today, as we said before from his son writes that that was his opinion in Zayarakia. That same Tashbetz in Shuvas Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Tzadiches writes, Ein Mutter Latzeis Me'eretz Yisrael L'Chutzlart, you are not allowed to leave Israel, except for two exceptions. Lilma Torah, to learn Torah, Ayim Ibnei Kivud Avim, or for the reason of Kivud Avim. Kivud Avim is allowed, you're allowed to leave, to move outside of Israel, because of Kivud Avim. If your father says, I need you to leave Israel, you're supposed to listen to him. That's what the Tashbetz says. And the Tzitzliezer adds that according to the Tashbetz, of course you're not supposed to move to Israel against your father's wishes. You're allowed to leave Israel. Of course you're not supposed to move to Israel. So it seems to be a machlokas. The Maram in Rotenberg and the Mabit all say very simple. There's a mitzvah of living in Israel today. There's a mitzvah, a commandment to live in Israel. It's rabbinic, it's biblical, whatever it is. Therefore, if your father says not to move to Israel, you don't listen to your father. However, the Hafla, the Chachmas Adam, the Tashbetz all say that you do listen to your father. Kivud Avim overrides the mitzvah of living in Israel. So it seems to be a machlokas. But there's one glaring issue. What's the understanding of the Hafla and the Tashbetz? It doesn't make any sense. You know, the whole first 20 minutes of the shir, however long we've been doing this for, the whole beginning of the shir was proving that most authorities feel that there is a mitzvah of living in Israel today. Most authorities. You have Rav Chaim Kayan, you have the Rambam according to the Megillas Esther. Okay. So if you want to say the reason why you should listen to your father and Kivud Avim would override the mitzvah of living in Israel is because you feel that there's no mitzvah of living in Israel today, like the minority opinion, okay, that's fine. You want to do that, that's fine. But what about the Tashbetz himself? Think about the Tashbetz's opinion. The one person, the Tashbetz. If you ask the Tashbetz, is there a mitzvah of living in Israel today? Yes. Is it biblical? Yes. Fine. But that same Tashbetz writes in a different sefer that if your father says, I don't want you to move to Israel, and he says, I want to move to Israel, you're supposed to stay in America. What's going on over here? The Gemara, it's a clear Gemara. I quote in the beginning from the Rambam, if your father says to you, I want you to do something, I want you to not fulfill a mitzvah in the Torah, you don't listen to your father. If your father says, you know, I don't want you to make Kiddush the Shabbos, you don't listen to your father. You say, I'm sorry. I can't listen to you when you want me to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Tashbetz feel that there's a biblical mitzvah of living in Israel today. Yet the Tashbetz also says that if your father says to leave Israel, you should leave Israel. And if your father says not to move to Israel, you don't move to Israel. What's going on? If there's a biblical mitzvah to live in Israel, as the Tashbetz feels, then what's the reason to listen to your father? Why would you listen to your father at all? It doesn't make any sense. And it's a good question. And I think the answer to this question is, you have to look at a big yesod of Rav Moshe Feinstein. You know, they asked Rav Moshe Feinstein in Evan Ezer, Simen Kuf Beis, is there a mitzvah to live in Israel today? And what is exactly the heter of not living in Israel? Rav Moshe Feinstein himself lived in the city. A lot of big rabbanim live outside of Israel. Let me read you the tshuva. It's a very short part of the tshuva, but I think it's very, very important. U'bedavar shei lasecha, your question was, im yesh mitzvah achshav lodur b'eretz Yisrael, is there a mitzvah to live today to live in Israel, karamban, like the Ramban, or Rav Chaim Cohen? How do we paskin? Hine, roiv ha'paiskim savri dehu mitzvah. Most authorities feel that it's a mitzvah, like the Tashbetz, like the Ramban. However, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, Aval pashut she'im bizman hazeh mitzvah chiyuv v'shal aguf. Dim kein ha'yim memeila nimtza she'asar lador b'chutz la'aretz m'shem sh'ayver al m'asei. V'lo yuhuzker el ha'dar b'aretz yisrael she'asar lotzeis. Al mitzad ha'seh e'na chiyuvis. El ha'kishadar sh'am mekayim mitzvah. The kivon she'ena mitzvah chiyuvis yesh vadel hischashem v'chashal r'chaim kayim. You know what Moshe Feinstein explains? You're right, most authorities feel that it's a mitzvah. That's the opinion of Ramban and the Tashbetz and the Rambam according to most authorities. But what's the nature of that mitzvah? There are two different types of mitzvahs in the Torah. There's mitzvah kiyuvis and mitzvah chiyuvis. Chiyuvis means you have to do it every day. There are mitzvahs that you have to do every day, no matter what. Wearing tefillin is a mitzvah that a man has. It's a chiyuvis. A man has to wear tefillin every day, no matter what, how he's feeling, not feeling. He has to put on the tefillin. If he doesn't, he'll be punished. It's not an optional mitzvah. But then there are other mitzvahs that are optional. Mitzvah kiyuvis. Giving tzedakah. You don't have to give tzedakah unless you have the money. If you don't have the money, you're exempt. You're not obligated to make yourself have money in order to give tzedakah. Wearing tzitzis. You're only obligated to wear tzitzis if you're wearing a four-cornered garment. Then you have to put tzitzis on it. Let's say a man just wants to go shirtless for the entire day. Is he allowed to? Technically, yeah. Because the mitzvah of tzitzis is different in nature than the mitzvah of tefillin. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's not an obligatory mitzvah. It's a chiyuvis. It's an optional mitzvah. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, even according to those opinions that feel that there is a mitzvah of living in Israel today, it is an optional mitzvah, meaning you don't have to move to Israel. It's if you move to Israel, you'll fulfill a mitzvah. But there's no obligation to move to Israel. It's not like tefillin. Even if you feel like the Tashbetz and like the Ramban that there's a mitzvah of living in Israel today, it's an optional mitzvah. It means if you move to Israel, you'll fulfill a mitzvah. Do you have to? Absolutely not. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, because it's an optional mitzvah, then a person is allowed to take into account Rav Chaim Cohen's concern that, you know, it's difficult to fulfill the mitzvah of Trumas and Maisus. I also think that you'd be allowed potentially to take into account other factors. Let's say you have a yeshiva here that you're very close to, or you have Rabbeim that you're very close to over here. You'd be allowed to take these things into account because it's an optional mitzvah. If it was an obligatory mitzvah, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, everyone would have to stop what you're doing today and move to Israel. The answer is it's not obligatory, it's an optional mitzvah. And this yisod, that it's an optional mitzvah really, was also offered by Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva University. In the Sefer Pnini HaRav by Rav Hershel Shechter Shlita, he writes in the introduction, "Ukein zehei Rabbeinu bezdamnus acheres." Rav Soloveitchik once said, "Shemeetzem ma'uv de sheruba de ruba shel gedayla Yisrael meshach kol shneis hagalus le'ozvus medinas megureihem la'aver la'adur b'eretz Yisrael." Rav Soloveitchik says that from the fact that most Rabbanan historically lived outside of Israel, yesh lanu lilmi mizeh gufa. We have to understand, we could deduce from that fact, felt mitzvahs yeshivas eretz Yisrael ach mitzvah kiyumis hi. Is an optional mitzvah. The einenu mitzvah chiyuvis, and it is not obligatory. Therefore, what? So I want to say, this is my own chiddush potentially. What was the issue that we had? The rule is, it's clear in Rambam, that if a father tells a son not to fulfill a mitzvah, you're not supposed to listen to the father. Okay. So now we have an issue with the Tashbetz and other authorities. Most authorities feel that there is a mitzvah of living in Israel today, including the Tashbetz. Yet that same Tashbetz would tell you, if your father says not to move to Israel, you listen to the father. And you disregard the mitzvah of living in Israel. It doesn't make any sense. If it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. And you don't listen to your father. So what's going on? So I think the answer is, it is a mitzvah. But it's a different type of mitzvah. It's what we call a mitzvah kiyumis. It's an optional mitzvah. The only time, potentially, that you don't listen to your father when your father tells you not to do a mitzvah is if your father is telling you to do something inherently wrong. Your father is telling you not to fulfill an obligatory mitzvah. That's when you don't listen to your father. But if your father is just asking you to forego an optional mitzvah, your father is saying, listen, I understand you want to do this, and you want to get some extra credit, and you want to get some reward, and you want to do an optional mitzvah. Do me a favor. Please don't do it. Then maybe you do listen to your father. That rule that you don't listen to your father, that a kibra of aim does not apply when they ask you to not do a mitzvah, that might only be discussing mitzvahs that are we call chiyuvis, obligatory mitzvah. I have to wear tefillin. My father comes and tells me, Avi, don't wear tefillin. I say to him, I'm sorry. You're asking me to not fulfill my obligation. I can't do that. But if your father asks you to forego a potential mitzvah kiyumis, your father's telling you not to do an optional mitzvah. Your father comes to you and says, listen, I don't want you to wear tzitzis today. I want you to go shirtless today. That's what I want. Maybe you should listen to your father. Because in that case, they're not asking you to break the Torah. They're asking you to not get extra credit. So maybe you should listen to your father. So that's what I thought originally. And I thought that would explain the situation. Because the Tashbetz feels that there is a mitzvah to live in Israel today. But Rav Moshe Feinstein explains that that's a optional mitzvah. Therefore, when the father says, don't move to Israel, meaning the father is asking not to fulfill an optional mitzvah, maybe you should listen to your father. That's a big chiddush. Who am I to say such a thing? So afterwards I found that the Tzitzliezer Taka says that. The Tzitzliezer says the reason why many authorities feel that Kivud of Aim overrides the mitzvah of living in Israel today, that if your parents say, I don't want you to move to Israel, it's too dangerous, I want to be close to my grandchildren, whatever it is, I want you to stay in America, you should stay in America, according to those authorities, even though there's a mitzvah of living in Israel today, because if you understand that it's a mitzvah kiyumis, it's an optional mitzvah, then maybe you should listen to your father if they're asking you to not do an optional mitzvah. If your father's asking you to forego an optional mitzvah, maybe you should listen to your father. That's what Tzitzliezer says. That would shed a little light on the opinion of the Tashbetz. So let's summarize what we have till now. Most authorities feel that there's a mitzvah of living in Israel today. That's the opinion of the Ramban. The Rambam, according to the Avnei Nezer, Rav Kook, and the Rashbash. Rav Chaim Kain disagrees. Rav Chaim Kain feels that there's no mitzvah of living in Israel today. It might be the opinion of the Rambam. Even if you feel there's a mitzvah of living in Israel today, says Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik, it's only an optional mitzvah. Fine. When it comes down to the shaila of what has kedima, what has more importance, kivud of aim or living in Israel, meaning you want to live in Israel, your parents tell you not to live in Israel, what should you listen? Who should you listen to? So the Maram Rutenberg and the Mabit say you have to move to Israel. You don't listen to your father because they're asking you to go against the Torah. The Debetzin Rav also says that. That was the opinion of the Pa Shulchan and I think Rav Vad Yosef. However, if you understand like Rav Chaim Kayan, if you understand that even if it's a mitzvah, it's only optional, and maybe if it's an optional mitzvah, you don't have to listen to your father, then you should stay in America. And that was the opinion of the Hafla, the Chachmas Adam, and the Tashbetz. So, if you came here for a specific clear answer, I'm sorry, you're a little disappointed. I can't give you an answer. I can tell you that there are opinions on either side, and a Rav should be consulted. And these type of issues, they need a lot of thought and a lot of sensitivity, because this is where big fights can happen. And a Rav really needs to be consulted and sit down, and you have to understand all the opinions, you have to understand all the issues of, is it good for my kids, and is it good for my family, and is it good for the Shalom, and all these things. I want to make one thing clear, and I'll end with this. You know, I don't want people to walk away thinking, taking away a lack of importance for Eretz Yisrael, for living in Israel. At the end of the day, living in Israel is obviously a big schus. It's the beginning of the Gula will be when Klal Yisrael comes to Eretz Yisrael, and Bez Hashem will be zeichet to go to Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach Tzakenu. We'll all be there. And again, like I said, this shir today, and anyone who learns it, should be zchus of those three boys, those three kidnapped children, that they should be zeichet to come back to live in Israel safely. And all the tehillim and learning that we're doing should be a zchus for them. Like I said, the shaila of whether you move in Israel or not, it's a nice shaila. If one could, of course it's a good thing to live in Israel. Our discussion was, if it'll affect Shalom Bayis, it'll affect Kibra Ve'im, what to do? But like I said, Bez Hashem, the shaila should not be relevant anymore. Mashiach should come, we should all move to Israel. Amen.